here with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz for this week's Coach's View. And Coach, Juwick Bell has been a big part of this offense all year long, really. But the last 2 weeks, especially running the ball, has been really good. Had 220-plus yard rushes last week against the Texans. Had a really nice 67-yard run in the fourth quarter of this game, aided by some good blocking.
Yeah, you know, Juwick, from the very beginning of the season, has made the most of his opportunities. And when you do that, you're going to get more opportunities. You know, we're in the fourth quarter. There's 10 minutes left. We're up 9 points, and we're backed up. We're on our own 20-yard line. We need to be able to get the ball moving, be able to get first downs, and number one, get field position. Number two, get in position to score. You can see again here, the Colts have a two-deep coverage, which means they're a little bit light in the box. They don't have an extra run defender, so it's a good opportunity for us to run the ball. We're in shotgun, which generally is going to signify pass, but we can run the ball out of that formation also. And we call a run where Rob Sims is going to be pulling. You can see him pull around here. There's an unblocked linebacker in the hole. That's Rob's guy. But more so than that, I mean, everybody gets a good hole and a chance to get one-on-one on the linebacker. But Tony Scheffler, who was playing our slot position because of Ryan Broyles' injury, came in, did a good job blocking the slot, and actually gets a two-for-one. Gets the slot and then gets up to the safety. And then Joyke is able to run through an arm tackle from a smaller guy. Mike Thomas is down the field getting a block, and you see even Calvin's coming down working hard. Most long runs are a result of blocking downfield. And with Tony Scheffler and Mike Thomas here, they were able to get some blocks, be able to spring Joyke and go a long way here. Joyke also does, like I said, a good job of making one guy miss, running through a tackle, breaks another tackle there before he's able to get him down on about the 13-yard line. You can see on the end zone copy, there's Sims on his pull. Peterman and Gosler Sherrillis do a good job of sealing up to the backside, and you see there's the hole. In any situation where you have a single player in the hole with a lead blocker in front, you should be able to get yardage. There's a lot of air in this defense in there.
He's really been a really good multi-dimensional player for you guys all year, hasn't he?
He's made plays against in the passing game. He's made plays in the run game. He's done a good job blocking. He's also played well in special teams this year. He's a young player that had a slow start to his career, had to toil through the practice squads and different things like that. But with us, he's definitely taken advantage of his opportunities, and he's a playmaker that we can get something out when we put him on the field.
Stafford out of the gun, four-man front for Indy. They keep it on the ground. Joyke Bell, Bell up the middle, Bell 25, Bell 30, Bell spinning, Bell 40, Bell 45, 50, into Colt territory. Bell 30, 20, and finally taken down at the 14-yard line by Cassius Vaughn. What a block to help open things up by Rod Sims. And the former Wayne Stater did it from there. Joyke Bell with a big run, 67 yards.